Good morning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis. I'm joined with Angie Thompson and also Travis Peck. He's the alumni director at RSU, and also Angie is with the, she is the development officer, and we're going to develop a few things here for you today.
Hey, Tom, it's good to see you.
It's great to see you. How are you doing, Mr. Peck?
Doing great. Nice to meet you. I'm really excited to be here.
So. Well, we had lined up the RSU breakfast. And that helps the local students with the foundation work and with some money help and everything else like that. But doggone it, that COVID thing got in the way. And now we've found a little bit of a silver lining. Angie, what do we have coming up here?
Well, you know, it was really sad, Tom, you're right, that we had to cancel the annual scholarship fundraising breakfast. It was scheduled for March. It's something we hold every year, and it's the only fundraising campaign like that that we hold for the purpose of raising scholarship dollars for local scholars at RSU. And we were on track, record attendance this year, and then COVID happened, and we had to cancel. But you know what? One thing about that that allowed us to see is other ways of making connections with the community. And so the items that we could not auction off in our silent auction, we are now moving to an online auction that starts tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
And we have visual aids. Where do they log on?
Pull that up. There you go.
For those of you who are looking at Facebook Live, you can see that web address. And if you're listening, it's just real simple. It's on the World Wide Web, rsu.edu/BSB for Bartlesville Scholarship Breakfast. So you can log onto that webpage and find the link to the auction, some testimonial videos of past scholarship recipients and those who were benefiting from the scholarships this year, in addition to Jessie Wood. She was going to be our alumni speaker, and so she prepared a little video, and she's online. So it'd be a great chance to learn more about our students, check out auction items, and also make a donation.
That would be good.
Absolutely.
Now, Travis, this is kind of in your wheelhouse. You're a graduate of RSU, and you're also the alumni director. And tell us a little bit about what you do and what you've been up to in order to help pull this off.
Well, I tell you what, it's a fun job to take over on March 1st and then have the COVID thing happen. So it kind of changed everybody's opinions and ways of doing things. But you know what we've done? We've jumped in. And we're going full video as much as we can and getting as much engagement out there as possible. We're not allowed to gather, obviously, in large groups. So we're planning things for the fall that are going to involve either outdoors or, you know, having some connections online, virtual events and stuff like that. So we're happy to help out with this. We've been pushing it out on social media as much as possible. We've had some videos. We've had some great posts. And if you haven't been on there, you need to follow all of our social media. So Facebook, RSU, Alumni, Roger State University Alumni Association is the Facebook page. Check us out on Twitter and also on Instagram. So there's all, we've been posting items, and I know she's brought some with her here. I don't think it's quite, she's right ready for that, but there's some items on there. You can go check out what's available. And we've got a bunch of other things going on right now, too, through social media. So every week, every day, we're trying to highlight alumni from RSU, both in the Claremore area, Bartlesville area, and just really around the state, around the country, because we're making an impact all over the place. The more I'm getting involved with this, the more I'm seeing people, you know, all over doing great things. And especially during all this COVID, a bunch of nursing people coming out of, you know, the RSU side and just a lot of outreach that way. So it's been great.
And I understand if you have RSU on your diploma and you are a nursing student, you move to the front of the line
yes,
in many cases.
Indeed.
That is a fact.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And, of course, right now, just kind of talking about the school in general, you've got time right now to sign up for concurrent classes, and we're offering some online options that we may not have offered in the past. So anybody that's out there that is looking to go back to school or maybe is taking their high school might be a little different this year, they can kind of reach out and do that this time around too. So
there's a lot of different going on.
Oh yeah, a lot of different.
Outside the box, yeah, it's a great way to get your higher ed early.
Absolutely.
Indeed. I mean, you can run your classes concurrently, I understand. Mm-hmm. So
Correct. So there's going to be a lot of online options. And honestly, I want to use this platform a little bit, too, to talk about if you are an RSU alum and you can reach out to me. It's just tpeck@rsu.edu is my email address. And follow us on all the socials and stuff and find out what's going on. Because our goal here in the next year or so is to really reach out to our, you know, prior campus and our Bartlesville campus and get those people involved and start hosting some events locally and having everybody come out. So we'll be back. Let's put it that way. If you'll have us back, we'll be back.
We're coming back. Believe me, you'll be coming back. That is a promise. I always love talking to RSU.
Well, thank
you. Now, Angie, you got some fun stuff here with you, don't you?
Well, you know, I love show and tell. Like I said earlier, Travis is my show and tell, main show and tell today. But, you know, we've got some great items that are produced by local vendors. Mm-hmm. And I just want to show this for those of you who are on Facebook Live. Gary Gibson. Yeah. Gary Gibson is a local artist, and this is one of his latest prints. It's a framed 16 by 20, a print of the engine downtown Bartlesville. And that'll be one of the items up for auction. And then also this really amazing Michael Kors purse and matching wallet, and I've got it sealed in a bag so that
so it'd be touchless presentation.
Yeah, contactless purse.
Yeah.
But listen, there are some packages that are overnight stay at the Price Tower, some food and beverage opportunities here in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. ABS Performance has a car tune-up. There's a great tailgate bucket. I mean, everything that you could possibly want. Windows, rock and jewelry, a fabulous basket from Moxie on Second. Who doesn't want a basket that Christy Butcher put together personally?
Yeah.
You know, so great items. And you can find the link to the auction on our web page. So, Travis, if you'll help me with that.
There you go. Oh, let me not cover up your face.
All they need to do is just log on to our webpage, rsu.edu/BSB, and there's a link to the auction right there. 15 items, and our goal is to raise $3,500 to help support our overall campaign of the Scholarship Breakfast, $25,000. Mm-hmm. And what that will do is it will provide $1,000 scholarship for as many students as we can fund for the fall and the spring semesters.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And you know what? I love it when the community comes together, because with things like this, our community does come together. They often surprise us in the most positive way.
So. Well, and the auction starts tomorrow at 10 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
and we extended it so that folks who are working tomorrow and wouldn't be able to shop mm-hmm. and bid, they can continue on Saturday to do that, mm-hmm. and it will end at 7 p.m. on Saturday the 25th.
Wow.
So, and what's cool about this specific auction platform, it allows the bidder to place a proxy bid, which means, hey, this is the highest amount I'm willing to bid, and the system automatically bids for you in increments. Or you can be live and just place in your bid if you like that, and then energy.
Well, isn't this fun with all this technology?
It's a great time. And honestly, like you said, it gives people an opportunity to give that may not have been engaged before. Mm-hmm. So it works out great where maybe you couldn't attend that breakfast, but this time around you can see it online and make it easy on everybody.
And so, it increases the exposure.
100%.
I mean, there are folks who may have driven by downtown and say, well, that looks kind of nice. Well, it is kind of nice, and you might want to think about sending your kids there.
Absolutely. Well, I think it also allows you to reach outside your box of the, you know, community you're used to being in. So I'm living in Claremore all the time. My dad's from Bartlesville, and I grew up coming here a lot, and there's a lot of opportunities to come enjoy, you know, what Bartlesville has to offer. So I'm pretty excited about all those items. And don't show my wife that Michael Kors purse. That'd be great. I appreciate that.
Hey, she'll be fighting me for that.
Probably so. Yeah. So, I might not mention that.
I've got news
for you. Telling me that's going to fetch a pretty penny there.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've got the auction that's going to go. So even like if you work an oddball shift, you can get online and say, hey, you know, I can participate. Great. Here's something I want, and you can bid away, and you can contest it all the way to the end.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And, of course, if somebody just wants to buy the item and take it off the docket, they can just pay the buy now price, and the item is there, so they can walk home with it. But, you know, it's a great time to think about the fall. And I mentioned the scholarships. You know, if any of the students are out there listening or watching on Facebook, now's the time to apply for scholarships.
Please do.
So, you know, just get on our main website and look for foundation awards or scholarships, and it'll take you to Bartlesville-focused scholarships, which is a great thing. And if you're interested in signing up for and enrolling for classes, I mean, you can do that also online. So get on our main website, which is rsu.edu, and look at all the great things that are available.
It's amazing, you know, when you're a college student, it's July, man, it's the middle of summer. Yeah, well, school starts a little bit sooner than you think, Smooth.
Absolutely.
You know, a couple of days, it's going to be August. What? So you don't want to be left behind.
No.
You really want to get into it, get immersed, find out what you can find out, and see how you can benefit from it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and this is a great time, like I said, for everybody to really seek out those opportunities that maybe you didn't think about before. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody's jobs are changing and different things are going on in the world where you're finding skills you didn't know you needed to have, and now you do. So there's a lot of degrees and opportunities at RSU to get you prepared for those things. So whether that's adult, non-traditional students or traditional students.
Well,
so.
Like you say, it's a changing world, and with education, you can change with it a whole lot easier. That front and center.
Absolutely.
So, and I like what you said about the adult learners, too, mm-hmm. because there are so many who they got out of school 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got the minute here for you, so we'll make room for you online or in the classroom or however we're going to be able to do it with classes with RSU.
Absolutely.
We'll find a way to pitch you in.
Yeah. And Travis and I are here to visit with anyone. Travis is excited to get engaged with our alumni. And,
absolutely.
You know, anyone who would like to find out more about creating a scholarship in your name mm-hmm. or funding an existing scholarship, I'm happy to have those conversations with people. And scholarships help students complete their degrees. And higher education is one of the ways people can open the door to better earning potential, higher earning potential, increased self-worth. You know, higher education offers so much, and I'm so proud that we have a campus right here in Bartlesville.
Oh, indeed. And so many people who do get degrees wind up many times being entrepreneurs. And what do entrepreneurs do? They hire people.
That's right.
They keep the economy going, and they make the community just a lot better to be in.
Absolutely.
So. So well, help the cycle progress, folks.
Absolutely. And as an RSU alum myself, it's always nice to talk about seeing that impact out there. And I know I mentioned it earlier, but it's all around us all the time. So be proud of it. You know, other universities like to shout it from the rooftops, and we're ready to shout it from the rooftops as well. So
all righty. And we're taking it online this weekend. Log on to the one that you see on your screen, rsu.edu/BSB. And once again, the auction takes place on Friday and Saturday.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
through Saturday at 7 p.m. Ends at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Lots of time to shop.
Well, you know what? That must have been pretty interesting to put that site together and to make it work like it does. And hats off to everybody who really had a hand in putting that together, because I know that's not easy.
Absolutely. Angie really pivoted on that and did it great. I mean, she did a great job making this thing happen.
Well,
so,
we've got a great team at RSU. You know, Travis handled some of the videos, and the RSU TV helped us make the videos really sparkle and shine, and Kelly Fields helped us bring our web page up to date. So, there's a great team at RSU, so I'm proud to be connected with them.
Lots to be proud of. Yeah. Once again, log on to rsu.edu for just about anything you want to know about the school, but also /BSB on that for the auction.
And remember, you can go check out those items right now before the auction
starts. Absolutely.
They're
visible
now. So you can see what's
now.
Available.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you can kind of peruse.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Make your selection, say,
and make your heart.
There you go. Well, I want to thank you, Angie Thompson, with the development officer. She's our development officer here with the RSU Foundation, and also Travis Peck, the alumni engagement director. Again, the online auction is Friday through Saturday, and we're going to raise some funds, and it's going to work here locally. That's really the key.
That's the key.
Students first.
Students first.
That's our saying. So
thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you so much for having us.
You've been watching and listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors.
Maybe this is the year that